Hey family, the Bassman live in the groove from the island of Curacao. Let me tell you, last night, got to be at the Curacao North Sea Jazz Festival. Kicking it off was a group called Kassav, Juan Luis Guerrera, and 440 tore the stage up, closing the night out. It was a great evening of Latin jazz and percussion and movement, and the crowd was going crazy. There was a sea of people, and if you go to my Facebook page or the station's Facebook page, you will definitely see video from that, also on Instagram. Well, right now, I want to talk a little bit more about some of the music here on the island, and I'm sitting next to a brother by the name of Pernell, who is a Curacao native and also is a percussionist. Welcome to the airways of WEAA.
Thank you very much, bro.
So, the music of Curacao, what could folks expect when they come here and they go to a restaurant or to a lounge or to a concert? What's some of the music that folks can hear here in Curacao?
Yeah, here in Curacao is very diverse. I mean, most of the time you can go to a restaurant, you can listen to a lot of the music, which is not exclusively from here. But there's certain time during the year, if you come, you will see a lot of traditions from the Curacao music. For instance, if you come in December, in those times the Afro rhythm is a 6/8 rhythm. Okay. It's called tambu. So in those times they play a lot because the tradition is that they use that rhythm to get rid of the bad things and to welcome the good things. The next year.
So it's a cleansing rhythm.
Kind of, yeah. Okay. They call it tambu. And if you come like in late March, they have a rhythm. This one is 2/4, which called the sehu. And those rhythm, that music came all the way from the slavery time.
Okay.
When after all the slaves and all the people get, they finish their harvest, you know. Here they used to harvest a lot of cornmeal and those things. And when they finish, everything went well, they celebrated with a parade. And the parade, they used the rhythm sehu. Those are the African influence rhythms. You get also the European influence. So you got, in Curacao, you got the waltz, you got the mazurka. Waltz is 3/4, I mean, like all waltz. The mazurka, which is also 3/4. And the danza. Danza is 2/4. And danza, there's a lot of influence of danza all around the Caribbean and South America. The waltz also.
So as the seasons change, the sound changes from tambour to duaka and others there. Is it all based in Latin rhythm for the most part?
It's based, okay, they got some influence of the Latin rhythm.
Okay.
But it's mainly like the African is really African tradition. You know, there's a lot of very similar patterns that it's like the Latin American, like especially Cuba, because in Cuba and Curacao have a lot of a relationship
to Cuba
through years. Okay. Because, for instance, first Curacao used to be like the slave trade from the Caribbean.
It's first stop on the slave trade.
Right. So a lot of people from here went to Cuba,
okay,
and all around the Caribbean. Mm. But when, for instance, in Cuba, when they start with the cane plantation and stuff, a lot of people from Curacao went there. And when the oil refinery came to Curacao, a lot of people from Cuba came to Curacao to work in the oil refinery. And not only Cuba, I mean all around the Caribbean and South America. So those are the influences that create the music of Curacao.
So when people come to this island, they're going to hear some Latin influence, they're going to hear some Caribbean influence, and definitely some African influence. What is it that you, as a percussionist, enjoy to play?
When I live in the United States and I start to working with a lot of people, they have an instrument here. I mean, it's not an instrument, actually, it's a hoe. you know, the hoe that you use to cultivate the...
A hoe.
Yeah. And I used to, because he did play it very interesting way. And it's,
you play a hoe, so you take it off of the pole.
Yeah. I mean, the reason was there were time in the slavery time, they took off all the instruments from the slaves. And then they started using the tools to still, you know, to make some music to to be happy. You understand?
We're going to find a way, one way or the other. We're going to find a way to be happy and to make some music.
Right. So they started using the hoe here in Curacao. And if you go see like a group of tambu, you can see how amazing they play the hoe. Okay. Also in the Sehu.
So how do you play a hoe?
I mean, with a metal stick. Okay. And you play, I mean, there's like some pattern that you play on it. But I mean, I start using it while I started playing with bands and touring in the United States or around the world. So it really makes an impact because it's, wow, where did you come, you know? So that's one of the instruments I use a lot when I'm on tour and stuff.
Stuff. Brother Purnell hanging out right here on WEAA. We are live from the island of Curacao, bringing a taste of its musical flavor to you. Brother Purnell, thank you for hanging out with us, and keep doing what you're doing, man.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the time, for the interview.
My pleasure. More to come right here on your source for Cool Jazz and More, WEAA FM.